Okay, Colin Colchney Hoddod, two announcements. One is that this evening we're going to have a session of all three of us, three monkeys, sitting here, and we'll answer questions that come up. So you're invited, if you have any questions that you would like to bring up, just put them in a petek here, okay, in the bowl during the day. And we'll see if we can, how we can sort them out. Maybe they'll also, if we have time, chance for you to just to ask spontaneously, but it's helpful to have questions beforehand. The other announcement is that there's a small group doing gardening here at 11 o'clock. Four people are invited to help them dig at next to the office, Binyan Arbaisri. So that's at 11 o'clock is a sitting, 11:45 in the walking period, four of you who like digging in the earth. Welcome to dig. Dig for victory, there's this slogan of the Second World War. So today is a day when we can, in a way, open out our practice, remembering that a process of selfing, I'm giving it a shem poal, self is a shem poal, lo shem etzem. It's a verb, not a noun. Selfing is a contraction, is a withdrawal, me and the world, separation. The opposite is expansion. And we talked about it in many ways during the retreat. Being with a bigger space around, feeling our connection to the world, which includes the breath. But also the world, the breath of the world. So, just kind of today, feel the flexibility, hagmishut, the flexibility of the mind, the way the mind can go to different places like dancing, the way the mind can receive the world and dance with it, a kind of a sense of a consciousness in a way in a dance with everything. And kind of that's part of this flexibility, means not just subject, the way I look at, a subject, the way I look at, but flowing with and seeing the way our mind goes in all kinds of different places all the time and allowing that. And a lot of letting stuff go, because part of that is just things arising, letting be. So we can watch it the way stuff passes by. The ending of things is important. We have I mentioned this in the talk last night. Let's practice it today. A thought comes. Again, all through this retreat, we have been trying, all three of us, give a message that thought is not a problem to be solved, but it's a relation, we need a wise relationship with thought. So one of the wise relationship with thought is to see the way it finishes. Pay attention to the ending of thought. Pay attention to the gaps between two thoughts. Pay attention when an emotion goes a feeling, what opens when the feeling dies down, becomes quiet. Where are moments of quietness for us? When something is there, a wave, and it just slides. And if it's not only helping us, say we have a pattern of repeating thought, like a judgment, shiputiyut, and it looks like a constant message, but actually when we look carefully, it comes, it goes. A thought, or whatever it is, will be there for a while and it will go. Very quickly, actually. So watch the way patterns, tavniot mentaliot, or netiot, actually are not really also solid, but they are made of elements that come and go. So today, really enjoy that sense of some things coming, things going, things coming, disappearing. There's a space. There's a break. There's a gap. Mind the gap. And conditions will change, and watch the way what happens inside when conditions change. This is classical, but it's not hard work. It's just noticing. Something changes and everything is shifted. The bell rings, the whole world has changed. And you get up and you do something and you go out of the hall. But what's happened is change. Something is, conditions, a bell, the mind listens to the bell, and the whole mind is changed. So just allow all of that, give it space, okay? Especially today. And sense of space with us and the world. Again, today is a day when we feel more open. We can feel more open. Be less a sense of practice and more a sense of being. With the space around, with the body, with the trees, with the sky, with the breath, with the... It reminds me of a story which I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard it from an American Dharma teacher, that they were on a trip to Tibet and they found a hermit living with his partner, the two of them, quite elderly, in a cave somewhere in Tibet. They weren't monks, but they had been there for a long time and they were practicing. Okay, practicing. So the whole group of American sort of Dharma teachers and practitioners came and they said, what do you do? What do you practice? And they said, practice? Practice? I don't understand the question. Well, what do you do? Do you watch the breath? They said, I don't understand the question. No, well, do you observe the breath coming and going? I don't understand. The whole universe is breathing. So where do we watch the breath? So you can get an inspiration from that. It's like allow things to be open. And it really is the place where we discover worlds that are not contracted into me and the world. So as we go out in our walking or sitting, feel the spaciousness, feel the openness, and allow a kind of big mind in big mind. Our mind is very big. And it's usually tied to an object of what it's looking at. But just get a sense that behind the object is a big mind that's just there. And it's not something to kind of chase, but something just to remember now and then. There's a bigger mind, like the sky. Our consciousness is like the sky. Can hold anything that happens. So that's rather general. In the body, we're still connecting with the body. We can be more spacious also in the body. Feel the energy body, for example. Feel the flow of energy in the body, prana, the electricity, the energy flowing in the body. Feel the breath moving through the body and in the body and out of the body. Okay, open the boundaries. The body of breath, if you like, sweeping through. And generally, open the boundaries. So we have boundaries, but they're automatic. We just learn that we end here. Who says we end here? That's what we learn, is this is my end, the skin. Meditation practice breaks all the rules. So explore a little bit, what's it like to be with less boundary, the consciousness reaching out. And again, today is a day of more open practice. In relation to thought and thinking, yes, it's there. Be aware of the ending of thought. Be aware of the stream of thought as a kind of stream of energy also. It's just energy in the mind. Feel the spaciousness also of holding thought with awareness. So you could say, well, it's me looking at thought. Yes, there is witnessing, edut, and witnessing is a kind of a position of a self, but much less, it's much softer than being identified with a thought. The witness still stands there as the audience of the atsaga, of the play. And the audience is not the same as being the actor in the play. So get a sense of what it's like to be the audience, to watch the movie and be feeling free person sitting there. You paid your ticket, you sit down and you watch the play. But the watcher is a bigger space. It's like the sky is watching the clouds. So you get a sense of that kind of relationship with thought. And in terms of the object of awareness, whether, you know, just how much to be with the breath, how much to be with the body, how much, nobody can tell you. You can kind of decide yourselves, but today also to being rather kind of surrendering a little bit more what Christopher called choiceless awareness, meaning you don't really need to work too hard to kind of say, I want to look at that, but a kind of allowing, a little bit more allowing the voices that come up, there's your invitation for awareness. The awareness invited, so it can be body is calling, can be, as I say, the breath, it can be the thought, it can be the world around, whatever is inviting you to pay attention, go there with this spacious, open presence. Interested, kind, and allowing the experience to come and go as it does. And so finally, insights or realizations or the aha, little light shines, or not, relax around it. The practice works whether we know it or we don't know it. The self is sometimes a very bad measurer. It can't measure change. The self isn't very good at that. It's unreliable. It says, I've changed, or I had really good, whatever, sitting day, retreat, and so on. And it's just not reliable. There's no, we don't have measuring stick. We don't have a ruler, a clay medida that's reliable to measure progress, change, development. It's not. It happens by the way. It happens unconsciously. It happens in ways we don't know. So just kind of, if there's an insight that arises, just say thank you and let that go too. Okay, if you want to write a whole book on it, bevakasha. It's like smoking a cigarette. Go to a distance and write your book. But it's really okay. Allow insights to come and go, because it's the source of the insights which is the important place, and that we're touching it again and again with the spaciousness. It will allow things to arise. And finally, the final word, compassion, is never far away. We didn't talk about it too much because we can't talk about everything. But it's always behind. It happens by itself. And you can allow that to happen by itself. Just the sense of, I don't know, we feel for each other here. That's it. Or we watch the insects, and which we didn't notice before. If we watch the insects, there is compassion in that. We don't have to talk about it or make it a big story. It's there. It's going to be there. So when we watch the breath, we'll feel compassion. Some sense of our heart is engaged with the breath of our body, with the world. So kind of let it just be natural. But it does happen by itself, because it's sort of, the heart is always with the consciousness. It's not left behind. The heart is in there. So just what I'm saying is, you don't need to kind of make it an issue, but do notice it when it comes up. Just you'll walk differently so that you don't step on ants. It just happened by itself. And just so allow it. The being with cannot be just mind. It cannot be. There isn't such a thing. When you are with the tree, each other, the grass, the body, being with has in it that sense of joining. Joining is compassion. So I do want to, it's just a sense of reminding you, a reminder about that. Okay, so let's sit 10-15 minutes.